previously on part one.
Welcome to episode 10.
Yes. Pass that champagne.
The top 10 moments from the first 10 episodes.
The Extreme VJ, what it is.
Take a 10-year-old boy.
It's been a segment of ours almost since the beginning, and it's certainly popular with the listeners. I'm going to pass it over now to Spencer for some dirty talk.
That every erection is a compliment. In fact, do you ever look up at the 4.5-inch and he just kind of says to you, like, with his eyes, like, my bad.
Introduce a spinoff. Dirty Talk Hollywood.
Is the first Bond villain to be bisexual.
Do your worst. And then he just starts having sex with him. And our guest, Eric Katz.
That is, such worldly bullshit.
No one asked. Bring it over to Mikey for his picks of the week.
Well, after a week off and a trip to Vegas to test my prognosticating skills with the big guys in Vegas, I've decided to make an appearance in week 11 for the 10th anniversary podcast for the Two Jews and a Gay podcast and the Boys Will Be Boys Fantasy Football League. Got three winners this week. Think we're going to go 3-0, so let's get started. Here we go. Tampa Bay, -1.5 against Carolina. Carolina is at home. Tampa Bay has been hot on offense. Josh Freeman is looking forward to his new coach, Jeremy Katz. And so we're pulling forward Tampa Bay, -1.5. Next game, Baltimore, -3.5 against Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger is out with that rib and concussion potential and also really hurt and banged up. Baltimore is coming off a big win against the Raiders. Think they're going to put some more offense on the board. Take Baltimore, -3.5. Third game of the week and our upset special. 10th anniversary, got to pick a crazy game to commemorate this one. Browns, +8 against Dallas. Dallas won last week, but they're the Cowboys. I don't think they're going to win 2 in a row. I think that they're going to waste time this year. Cowboys at home, no way. Browns. +8. Take it to the bank. Browns, +8. Baltimore, -3.5. Tampa Bay, 1.5. Those are your three winners. See you all next week.
Thanks, Mike, for those picks. And now, Spencer.
Yo.
We've, over these 10 episodes now, we've been alluding to some difficulties that you've had.
Oh boy.
Of a medical nature.
I don't want to talk about it.
But we're going to force you to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're going to force you to talk about it.
This is not in my writer.
Well, we're changing the rules. Much like the commissioner does for the Derek Green rule.
Oh, okay. Too soon.
Too soon. Can you shed some light on a recent doctor visit that you went to?
Well, I think first,
what do you want me to say?
Shed some light on what the problem is for some of our new listeners.
They don't know what the problem is. That's the problem. Yeah, I for about 4 years now, ooh, I have been having trouble having a bowel movement. So,
now when you say trouble, you mean like once a day, no, couple times a day, once a week? What are you talking about?
Once a week, sometimes once every 10 days.
And if I miss my
if I miss my turn, then yeah, it extends longer. So I wish this upon my worst. I do not wish this upon my worst enemy. Let's just put it that way.
And Brian, when Spencer was in high school, I mean, he was a what, 3-4 time shit a day guy. I mean, he gave Dan run for his
life. I don't like to brag, but let's just say, when those Chipotle burritos were in front of me, no problem getting rid of them. But yeah, it's been rough the last 4 years. I have some theories on what happened. I will share it with you briefly. Thank you. It's I think that I took an acne pill 4 years ago, and ever since then, I've had issues. I stopped taking the pill right away within a week, and it's still had that issue because it's like an antibacterial pill, and yeah. Okay. So anyway, it finally got to a point where I just – sometimes I'm – usually throughout the week I'm fine. I mean, I can – it's not like I'm in pain, but every once in a while I have like a pizza with buffalo mozzarella cheese on it or something, and I'm just like – I'm hunched over. My back is killing me. I just like – I'm so bloated, so
– We've seen you when you're bloated. You do not look comfortable.
I am very uncomfortable. And so finally – and I have to lay down for 2 hours for like – for my stomach to turn to its normal size, so – Anyway, I finally went to the doctor. I couldn't do it anymore. And the doctor, you know, she doesn't really know what's wrong. She said
a
she,
lady?
A lady. She said, and I quote, no. No.
Did she get you on all fours?
No, not yet. But
are you okay having a female doctor?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's talk shit. Come on. We'll talk poo. You want to talk poo? Let's talk poo. She kept saying that to me, poo. I thought that was really weird.
That's odd.
I'm like, I'm not a little kid. But anyway... You know, they took blood from me, which I was not – I usually have to prepare myself for getting blood taken, whatever. They took blood.
Really? That freaks you out or something?
I have to be in the zone for it. I'm not, like, freaked out, but I just – you know, it's like the – I hate when they're like, well, where's the vein? I'm like, you find the vein. I don't want to look at it. But,
I actually kind of think it's really cool watching –
All right. Stop.
Watching the blood –
Oh, God. Anyway.
Fill in the little vial.
Stop. All right. Anyway. This is my time, okay? Anyway, she decides she's going to sign me up for a colonoscopy. So the week of Thanksgiving, I will be having what many men when they reach 50 years old have, and that's a colonoscopy. The day before, I have a whole list of directions. I'm on a fluid diet.
Okay.
I have to take a whole container of Miralax. I have to put in 64 ounces of Gatorade. I've never drank 64 ounces of Gatorade in a given year.
That's a lot of Gatorade.
Let alone a day. And I can't drink the orange or red flavor. Those are the best.
Has to be blue.
Jeremy, those are the only flavors I like is orange and red.
You
so I have to get like
else.
Lemon lime. Huh?
They said you hate all their flavors.
I hate all other flavors.
What other flavors can you drink?
I probably have to drink like lemon lime or something. I just can't have red dye or orange dye. So.
But what about the blue dye?
Blue's not bad, actually. I'll have to check it out.
So this is for the 24 hours before, right?
Yeah. And then there's some other thing I have to take, and I told my dad about it this week, and he flipped out. He's like, you are not taking that. That is horrible for your kidneys. Call them up and tell them this is not the 1990s. You know, they should have a better medication for you to take. So he was livid. So
your dad's a doctor, right?
He's a geneticist, you know, genetics and microbiology.
Not a doctor of education, but, you know.
Not a doctor of education.
It's not like he's a podiatrist.
He's not a big fan of the people that say they're doctors when they're really just teachers of education. So he is a legitimate
I, for one, will not call a PhD a doctor.
Whoa.
I think they're being pretentious.
You better Dr. Ron is a PhD, so better be careful.
I will not call him Dr. Ron. I will call
Wait a minute. All PhDs are doctors. What do you mean?
Exactly. I will not call anyone with a PhD a doctor.
Why
if you
not?
Can't take up my appendix, you're not a doctor. Moving on.
No, but I'm saying an actual doctor is a PhD.
No, they're not. They're an MD.
All right, gentlemen.
Oh. Okay, I see what you're saying. Your argument. But my dad's a scientist, okay? He counts.
And I'm sure he's a very smart man, but I will not be calling him a doctor.
All right, well, you better testify to Dr. Ron. So, yeah, I'm a little bummed out. I wasn't hoping to get my first colonoscopy at 27, but I will be getting it. And
so what are we expecting to find up there? And will we be able to put the video up on the blog?
It's going
to
be a lot of chicken parmesan, I'll tell you that much.
I've asked that. I haven't had chicken parmesan in years, okay? So it's definitely not chicken parmesan.
Milkshake? Could be, a lot of milkshake.
Could be mint chocolate chip ice cream or coffee ice cream. I'm not going
to
lie. Could be.
I fully expect to see like a half-eaten Chipotle burrito there, and that's what's causing the problem.
No, it's like, oh, it's stuck. But
did the doctor say anything about it being stress-related?
She said, you know, it could be stress. She also said, like, she's like, I've never seen this in a male before. Like, women sometimes have the issue of going once a week, but not males at your age. So that was really positive.
And this has been happening, you said, what, for a few years now?
Right? 4 years, to okay. be exact.
And how long you been dating Corey for?
Wait a minute, 4 years. Well, and you know, another thing is, I blame a couple things. I think it's the pill I took 4 years ago that I ended up, you know, Nick ended up mooching off me and took the pill, the medication from me because, you know.
He's shitting medication. A storm, though.
I will say, Nick's skin is flawless.
What's that?
Nick's skin is flawless.
Yeah. So I think it's that. I think it's a combination of being stressed out. And I think it's also, you know, I'm not mobile at work. I'm sitting at a desk at a computer all day. So I think it's I think those three elements. And I think I'm a little bit lactose intolerant, so.
Are you exercising regularly, like on a treadmill, running, or anything like that?
No, I mean, that's the thing is, like, you know, I play basketball and stuff like that, but I don't do it as much as I would like to. That's why I just, like, I'm going to start doing more jumping jacks and jump rope, things that just, you know, get the pipes moving a little bit, you know?
And have you been getting any kind of sympathy from, you know, your friends, from Corey, the parents? Like, what's your reaction been since you've told people the news?
They're just like, go see a doctor. That's all they keep saying.
No, about the procedure coming up.
Yeah, and they're just like, ooh, that's gonna hurt. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah. Are there any other, you know, admonishments in this that we should be aware of?
Such as,
like, refraining from any butt sex.
No, she said that's fair game. So.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm practically gonna have butt sex that day. I mean, let's be honest here.
Well, so Corey will not have to take away her strap.
I think, Brian, that might be a good point right now for you to describe exactly the procedure that Spencer is going to partake in, for those that don't know.
He's going to spread those cheeks.
Well, basically, I think you're going to, like, lie on your
He's
side.
He's going to go digging.
You're going to lie on your side.
We got a big one here.
And they're going to take a scope.
It's going to be like a construction worker, right? Drilling through my ass.
With a camera on the end, I believe.
Is it like the movie Interspace? Are they going to send like a little guy inside
exactly
of me?
Exactly like that, yes, exactly.
Martin Short's going, Dennis Quaid's going inside of me?
They're going to lube it up.
Yes.
And I will have to say, like, you know, hopefully, you know, my advice to you, Spencer, do a little prep work on that area before you get there. You know, give it a little finger. Give it a little attention. Just kind of loosen it up a little bit. It's going to make it a lot easier. Prep, when dealing with anything going up your butt, prep time is key.
Do you put like a little piece of wood or like a gag ball in your teeth when the penetration occurs?
No, you know, for the other piece of advice I would give you, and it's, you only do this once a week, so it may be a little bit of a foreign idea for you, but you should kind of just push like you're trying to take a poop. It's gonna like,
I should what?
You should kind of press down a little bit, because it's going to let the muscles kind of relax a little
All
bit
right.
for you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the advice.
The last thing you want to do is, you do not want to clench.
I'm gonna be knocked. I didn't tell you guys. I forgot to tell you this. I'm gonna be under.
Oh.
So I'm not even gonna know about anything that's happened.
Oh, you're not?
That's odd.
That
I don't
like
ever
my
heard
dates.
Of you be under for that procedure.
No, they put you under for it. So I'm gonna wake up and some guy's gonna be winking at me. He's like, thanks. I'm like, what?
How's that ass feel?
He's gonna just like be zipping up at the end. Yeah. Like, yeah.
They said it's like a 12-minute procedure.
We call my penis.
Like, you have to put me under for that?
Yeah. So do you
imagine if I don't wake up.
What's your last meal going to be? I think it should be a nice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Imagine if I don't wake up. My tombstone's going to be like, took it in the ass.
What a way to go. Jesus.
What a way to go out. In the ass. Oh, man.
Well, I'm sure all of our gay listeners are very excited to hear how the procedure goes.
They're all rowing outside the hospital. Take it.
Oh, man. That's good stuff. And remind us, when is it happening again?
The Monday of Thanksgiving week. So I'm going to be knocked out the rest of that day. Corey has to come. Corey has to drop me off and then pick me up.
She's not going to stay.
And she's got to get to work, man.
Oh, come on. This is not like you're getting, you know.
Your show's got to go on.
This is, you know, very sensitive.
This is taking up the ass.
Here's a question. Are you going to have, like, your, like, feet up in stirrups?
I don't know how it, you tell me. How is it going to go?
Oh, don't act like you've not had sex with a man before.
It's not two gays and a Jew, okay? Come on.
after next Monday is going to be.
It might be.
It will be, yes. Let me know if the scope is circumcised.
I'm not even going to be a man anymore after this. So the only good thing I could see out of this.
You're going to be more of a man.
The only thing I'm going to see out of this is that it's going to be Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday.
So it's just everything you're losing, you're going to put right back in your
body. I'm going to put right back in me. And then – but the other problem is, like, am I going to be able to sit on a plane after this?
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Jesus. Like, Katie Kirk did it on the air. Like, you're making a bigger deal out of this than it has to be.
All right. Well, Ryan, hopefully we'll get to put it on our webpage.
He's been back up 4 years.
I want the video, though.
I'm going to see if I get the video.
Must make it onto the website.
Yeah. I'm going to see if Dennis Quaid's available, too, so I'll let you know.
Just try to enjoy yourself.
All right. Well, obviously, I hope that things go well. I hope that they find what's causing this and it's a simple solution, because everyone loves to have that sense that they can just go to the bathroom when they need to. So I wish you nothing but the best of luck with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I don't want to hear from anybody that I need to eat more fiber. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to lose it.
Have you tried kale?
Yes, I love kale. I eat avocado every day. Okay, I've been starting to drink more coffee. And you know what the worst part is? I'm doing all this fiber stuff, and nothing's happening. So you know what that means? It's all accumulating inside.
I just imagine, once they find out what the cause is and they get rid of it, it's just going to be like weeks upon weeks of you on the toilet. They're like, God, it just won't stop.
Doctor's going to call me up. How's that asshole?
Thanks, doctor's orders.
Get some Huggies baby wipes, because it's very soothing on the whole.
Good to know.
All right. And on that note, let's move along and move to the top 10 greatest clips of the show, numbers 4 through 2.
Number 4. Did he return the favor?
I actually tried this on a gentleman that I was dating a while back. He said...
Testify.
Best blowjob he has ever received.
Congratulations.
What can I
Very
say?
Very nice, Brian.
You know, and that
did he return the favor, though?
No, he did not. But he did fuck the hell out of me.
Yeah! Very nice.
There it is.
Number 3. Spencer's ex-girlfriend.
Dated a racist in high school. Was that Spencer, Nick, or Adam?
I'm going to go with Spencer.
That is correct, Spencer Yasmin.
That is correct.
Racist.
And not only that, I dated a girl in college that had a great uncle who was a Nazi. So
what?
Two for two.
You could bet 1,000 right there.
How is that possible? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know. It just came up sometime, and like she was just like breaking down to me, and she's like, I hope this doesn't affect our relationship. And I was like, I'm like, why do you even tell me this? I don't care. She's like, I don't, you know, we denounced him and everything, I mean, it just came out of nowhere one day, so. But yeah, I'm definitely, you know.
And now they're engaged.
Number 2, Brian's impromptu weekly rant.
All right, well, thank you for that. Well,
Let me also say, while I'm at it.
He's getting back, start that engine.
This is the introduction of the weekly rant. I was initially going to do something about fantasy football. Maybe I'll like try to tie this all in together. But how dare Mitt Romney do his fucking 47% calling us victims and leeches who just drag down the like 53%.
All right, Brian. All right. It's very wrong. Brian. Let's stay on target. Schedule. We'll save for a future.
Brian, we do have some Romney.
We will have I promise we'll have a political podcast the week before the election. Okay, that's our promise to you. Okay.
I tell you. All right. Just
moving on.
Jeremy, once again, great selections there. I remember those moments well. Hey guys, Nick's been texting me. He's really insisting on being part of the podcast. I really need to step away and can't deal with this right now. So Spencer, I'm wondering if you can't take care of this interview quick. Thanks.
Let's welcome our next guest, Nick Maziak. Welcome back, Nick.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
What have you thought of the 10th episode so far?
I thought this was going to be a wild ride.
And in actuality?
It was very extreme, very enjoyable. Would have had explosive diarrhea.
That's great to hear all around. I know I'm jealous, but we all appreciate the feedback.
Many mazels.
Thank you, Nick. I apologize, but we just got exclusive coverage of Todd's pickup line of the week. We have to go to this immediately.
You bite your tongue.
We're truly sorry, Nick, but we promise to get you on before the 20th episode extravaganza.
Okay, go. Slide. Sexton, you suck.
No disagreement there.
We're going to, you know, some of us miss Todd as the guest host. While he filled in very, very well while Jeremy was gone on his
Taken.
European vacation.
Taken.
So we're going to bring back a little Todd love with his pickup line of the week. Todd, take it away.
Now, when discussing pickup lines, I wanted to be clear that it's not just one line that's going to get you the girl's number and everything's going to be smooth from there. All it is a simple way to start a conversation. So when we talk about pickup lines, you know, we're really just talking about openers to get the conversation going. And after that, it's mid-game that really establishes, you know, your value and, you know, lets you show your personality and, you know, gets the girl to like you. So today's quote-unquote pickup line might sound funny at first. And, of course, all these lines depend on how you use it. And here we go. The drum roll, please. The pickup line is simply, is this the line for alcohol? And you say it when you're at a bar setting, a crowded bar setting, kind of what I call a frat bar, people standing around, drinks, shoulder to shoulder. You see some girls you want to talk to and they're kind of closing you off. And you just kind of lean in and you say, hey, is this the line for alcohol? Kind of as a joke. And they're going to look at you kind of funny and say, you know, like, what are you talking about? It's the line for alcohol. When they give you that look, you just kind of something you can go off of is, you know, this is my first time at a bar, so I just wasn't sure if this was the place to stand in line for a drink or if I'm in the wrong place. And it's just, you know, it's, you got to pull it off. You got to show a little bit of humor, a little bit of smirk when you say that. And they might, you know, if they bite on it, they'll say something like, this is your first time in a bar? Oh, my God. And you just kind of play off that and say, yeah, I mean, I've just never been to a bar before. I mean, I've, you know, had a few drinks here and there. But, and it's just a way to open it. It's very, there's a huge possibility they're going to completely ignore you and look and, you know, just be like, whatever, and turn around. But, you know, when we talk about pickup lines, it's all about numbers game. So just have to play it how it is.
Thanks, Todd. If you're not getting laid with that pickup line, you're doing it wrong. So, I think far and away, one of the best segments that we've come up with over the previous 9 episodes is Deviated Septum or Hungry Bottom.
Dun, dun. And
I am the defending champion. Spencer thought we would give Jeremy an opportunity to unseat me as the champion.
Let's do this.
By bringing the game back again. So Spencer, take it away.
I appreciate it, Brian. This game is sweeping the nation. We're actually in talks right now to create a board game of it. It's blowing up. So Monopoly wants to get on board. It's going to be huge. So anyway, this is episode 2 of the game. Brian, you are the current champion. Jeremy, are you aware of how the rules work?
You know, a little refresher wouldn't hurt.
Okay, it's pretty simple. I'm gonna read off a dating profile.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys are gonna go back and forth. One's gonna choose, and the other one's gonna choose. You either choose Deviated Septum, which means a Jewish American princess. So you have to say this person needs a Deviated Septum,
mm-hmm.
Or you say Hungry Bottom, which is a gay male.
Which is you. Okay. In 2 weeks, but yes. Okay.
In 2 weeks, yes. Keep it up, asshole.
The hungriest.
Keep it up. So I'm not going to tell you how many there are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you how many profiles there are. I don't want you guys to try to figure out in your head, oh, we've done 2 or 3. No, no, no. I'm giving it to you, and then at the end, whoever has the highest score wins this round. And if you win, Jeremy, you are the current champion. You move on to the next time we play.
Nice,
if
nice.
Not, Brian continues on his reign. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, and Brian, I'm going to ask, I know last time you were so confident that it was a Hungry Bottom at one point that you said it halfway through.
And I was right.
You were right. I asked that you try to hold back and wait till you hear the whole thing through, if possible.
Absolutely. I will respect the rules.
Okay. Some of these are a little bit long, so you guys got to listen very carefully. If you need me to repeat anything, let me know. But are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Rock and roll. All
right. Number one. I can be both silly and serious, snarky and sincere. I love swimming in lakes. I am a planner but tend to hang out with people who aren't. I used to do cool things. I traveled on 6 continents. I went skydiving. I did a year-long AmeriCorps program, but then I went to law school. I haven't lost my sense of adventure, but I have settled down some. I am okay with this. You should message me if you can be silly. You can be serious. You're not flaky. You dig lawyers. Not really serious about that one. You are comfortable expressing yourself. Who am I?
Let's defer to Jeremy.
Is that do we defer first? To me? I think we defer to Brian.
Well, you're the challenger, so I say you go first.
Ooh.
Jeremy?
Originally, I was thinking it was a Jap, and then...
Deviated septum.
Ladies,
and we want to hear it. This is good. I want to hear you work through it, so this is good.
You know, originally I thought deviated septum, the traveling, and then what was it, the AmeriCorps
program?
It makes me think Hungry Bottom. It's either, but the...
What's it, one of the two, so it is either.
You know, I know that, but like the dialogue used is very girly or a very, very, very sissy gay man. I don't see Brian, you're not talking that way.
But we need an answer.
I am going to go with Hungry Bottom.
Okay. Brian?
I am also going to go with Hungry Bottom. For me, the dog whistle word there was flaky. Gay men use that word a lot because they do a lot of online hookup sort of things. And they get... There are a lot of guys who will talk a good game, but then totally flake out on them in terms of actually meeting. So I vote for Hungry Bottom.
You know, Nick said flaky about 50 times over the weekend. Just for like
and that. I think he's...
Hungry Bottom. Yeah.
That does not disprove my theory.
Spencer?
All right. Is that your final answer, both of you?
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is deviated septum. You are both incorrect.
You know what it could have been, too? I would, the lawyer thing, I would, no offense to the gays out there, but for some reason the lawyer, I was like, it might be a chick. But, okay. It was a good shot.
A lot of gay lawyers.
I agreed a lot with a lot of Jeremy's reasoning in terms of the travel.
Yeah. Well, that's why we do this game, you know? Can we really draw a separation between the two? Let's find out.
Oh, yeah, I think one has a vagina, one has a penis.
I will agree with Todd when it is a deviated septum. Let us know where they live, because if it's Los Angeles, then you know I'm more than happy to, talk to her.
All right, I'll go back and look that up for you. Okay, sorry,
I appreciate it. And sorry, Brian for Hungry Bottoms.
Brian, he's right next door. All right, number two. Brian, you will go first on this one.
All right.
Come to me right. Respect is big with me. I'm a down-to-earth person, but I do have my random, crazy, funny moments. Treat me right, and I can be your best friend. I love singing, swimming, and being outdoors. I'm looking for dates and to see where it goes from there. I'm relationship-minded, but I don't want to rush anything. I do want a good future for myself, so education and a good job are great. I am passionate, outgoing, and loving. Who am I?
You're a Hungry Bottom.
The fact that this sounds so much like a deviated septum, I'm going to have to say Hungry Bottom.
And Brian, you don't want to explain your answer?
No, I mean, for me, it's like, you know, the swimming thing. They clearly want to give an idea that they're athletic. They're mentioning the fact that I kind of sense a little bit of a desire to have something of a sugar daddy because they're mentioning education and wanting to live a good life, which can translate into I want to be taken care of a little bit, which I guess could also go towards a deviated septum. But there's just something about the vibe I'm getting from the choice of words they're using that to me says Hungry Bottom.
And for me...
Final answer. Go ahead.
You said Hungry Bottom. I'm Hungry Bottom as well. For me, this sounds like... When I was on J-Day for that 1 week, this sounds like every profile that I read where it was kind of the fact of like, listen, I'm looking for more. I've been screwed over in the past by somebody. I'm looking for more than just a hookup or a good time.
And the word for me also was, I think she said pal or buddy, or the person said pal or buddy. And I don't really know girls that say pal or buddy. I'm not sure what the word was, Spencer, but it was something like that. So.
You are saying...
She's like, I will be your pal, or I will be your buddy.
I don't know if that was said.
I'm
a down-to-earth person, but I do have my random, crazy, funny moments. Take me, treat me right, and I could be your best friend.
That's the thing. Treat me right. That's one of the things that sounds like on your bottom.
Ryan has said that before. Okay, what's the answer, Spencer?
And what? So we have a split here, right?
No, we both think hungry bottom.
Oh, okay. The correct answer is hungry bottom.
Yay!
See, I was confused, Jeremy, because you kept saying it was a Jew. You kept saying everything on Jaden.
For me, it sounded so obvious that it was going to be a girl.
Oh.
That I thought it'd be too obvious for you to put that.
I see what you're saying. Okay, because everything you said made it sound like you thought. Okay.
No, I thought it was a girl. And if we didn't play this game, I would instantly be like, oh, yeah, that's a girl on J-Date because she's been.
Well, I'm not trying to necessarily. I'm not trying to trick you necessarily, just so you know.
You've been trying to trick me for the last, 27 years, so please.
And I'm not done either, asshole. not done. All right, so we have 1-1. Question number 3, Jeremy gets this choice first. Here we go. I'm a fairly outgoing person. I'm currently a student working on a second degree. I have a great appreciation for all music, movies, and art. I do work out and like to be fit and healthy. I'm a little shy at first, but I open up quickly. I enjoy meeting and interacting with people. I am a fun-loving person that likes to live life to the fullest. Every day isn't perfect, but I try to make the most of it. I'm the kind of person that just lets whatever is going to happen in life unfold on its own. I'm looking for that special someone. I want to date someone that likes me for who I am. Who am I?
Ooh, another tough one. I am going to go with deviated septum because of... And I think I can see this being a lot of gay profiles, but going to the gym makes it sound like that her photo isn't very – she's not very fit looking. Because you wouldn't say you like going to the gym if you're fit looking. So I feel like she might be a little bit heavier, not fat. So Spencer, feel free not to
In case you want to –
I was saying feel free to not give her my info me her info. I'm going to go with deviated septum.
Okay.
I'm actually going to disagree. I'm going to go hungry bottom. And the fit thing stood out for me as well for this reason. I think what he's trying to convey to the would-be person is it's most likely a respectable website, so a lot of shirtless pictures are not something that you would want on like Match.com or OkCupid or whatever. So you want to be able to convey to the person, hey, I take care of myself. I go to the gym. You better make sure you do too before you message me because I don't want a situation where some fatty is trying to get with me because I'm in much better shape than some fatty's going to be.
I just want to say it's very interesting. This is what I love about this game is the how you guys arrive at your conclusion. You both focused on the fit and healthy. Jeremy took the route that it's a Jewish girl that's probably out of shape that's trying to let you know that, hey, I'm working on it, and then Brian takes it as – hey, I'm gay. I'm in incredible shape. Don't waste my time if you're not in shape, too. It's very interesting. One's trying to please the other one while the other side is saying, you better live up to my expectations.
And I think Brian and I can both agree to this person, whether it's gay or a lady, is pretty desperate for a significant other. So I think we can all agree on that.
You are correct on that. You both are winners for that. Okay. So Brian has chosen... hungry bottom. Jeremy has chosen deviated septum.
Sir.
The winner of that one is hungry bottom.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
Ryan has taken the 2-1, not commanding, but the 2-1 lead. I say not commanding because you don't know how many more we have to go.
That is true.
That's true.
All right. We are now on number 4. You guys ready?
Let's do this.
Yes.
Brian, you get first choice. Hi there. Thanks for stopping by. I'm a strong... Oh, by the way, this is a very long one, so you guys need to listen carefully.
Great opener, though.
Can you email us the profile? Because it might just be easier.
I'm probably going to laugh a little bit, so I apologize.
Okay.
Hi there. Thanks for stopping by. I am a strong-minded, however very familiar with the art of compromise, social, sometimes to the point of exhaustion, and ambitious. I enjoy going to work every day. I am a good listener and often have advice to give. Who knows if any of it works, but hey, I try. There is rarely a time that I don't have an opinion. I have often been described as warm and intuitive. I love to cook and entertain. I also enjoy having time to myself to regroup. I try to find the good in any experience and carry the lessons learned into my future endeavors. I believe that life is too short, so live it. I dislike dishonesty, monotony, selfish people, and seafood. My perfect first date. I see him, I think, wow. He speaks, and I think, wow. It is easy and fun. We laugh a lot and don't want the day to end. I don't wonder if he is going to call, but rather when, because it was imminent that we were into each other. This Mr. Wonderful should also not mind that when we do take in a movie, I fall asleep on his lap within the first 25 minutes. What? I can't help it. The good news is you can choose the movie since you will be the only one watching it. Tall, dark, and handsome doesn't hurt either, but that is not what is most important. Who am I?
Oh, you are such a deviated septum. I mean, in my mind, I'm basically picturing a friend of the podcast, Amy, typing out this profile. To me, it screams someone like Amy, and I'm like, it's a total chick. It's a total deviated septum.
Okay.
I completely agree with Brian. I think it was the first two sentences, right when she said that she's strong, was it strongly opinionated?
Strong-minded?
Yes.
Yeah, strongly opinionated.
I've dated a lot of girls, and actually Spencer and Todd, a friend of yours, who I went out with it a couple times. Oh, sounds like this girl. So, hands down.
I think she's engaged, by the way, that girl.
Oh, is she really? Oh, that poor bastard.
I might have saw her on Facebook engaged. Yeah, I'm not positive.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, she sounds like she's letting you know right away that she is obviously opinionated and you know, strong-willed, but this sounds like a lot of girls that I've been out with, and it sounds like a lot of Jews we know. So I'm going with a deviated septum as well. Amy Sachs, we hope you meet that guy. Maybe change your profile a little bit. So
did you guys like, before I say if you guys are right or not, did you like the part about the last sentence, tall, dark, and handsome doesn't hurt either?
You know, that actually helped me out too, because I could be wrong, Brian, but I don't think I've ever heard you, Joel, Nicholas, any of those guys ever say they're looking for tall, dark, handsome. Meanwhile, I hear girls all the time say they're looking for tall, dark, handsome. I feel like that's a
saying. You hear Jewish girls saying they're looking for dark?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of girls in my mind.
When I hear tall, dark, and handsome, I think like dark haired. I don't think like dark skinned.
I think dark skinned.
Yeah. I mean, Brian, do you guys ever use that term? I feel like that's a girl term.
Afro-American term.
Yeah, I would say like you might hear me say like tall drink of water or something like that if I'm trying to like.
And Nick says that all the time too, by the way.
Another Nick sighting.
When is that boy just gonna come up?
All right, Spencer, what is it?
The answer is deviated septum.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Good job, good job. So, the current score.
He's up. Yeah.
Is. Am I correct? Is 2-1?
No, 3-2.
3-2. Oh yeah, we've done 4. Yeah. 3-2. All right, Jeremy, you're first on this one.
Let's
okay.
Actually, I think I'm the first one.
No, you just went.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hey, you're absolutely right.
You stole my Amy Sachs joke. So that's all right. We'll move on.
Asshole.
Sorry, Jeremy.
All right, here we go. I'm pragmatic but spontaneous. Nurturing but competitive, peaceful but energetic. I definitely have an adventurous streak, whether it's trying out an exotic recipe in the kitchen, camping, or traveling the world. An ideal date would be fun, period. Doesn't really matter what we do as long as there's chemistry and beer, and it doesn't get too awkward, and we have things to talk about. I'm looking for something with an innate ability to spend great lengths of time talking about absolutely nothing. Someone, not something, sorry. But who can also carry on an intellectual conversation about important things? You should be funny. You should not be a serial killer. You should probably have a job. You should not collect stickers. You should be confident. Who am I?
So whoever this person is, I'm completely turned off by this profile more than any other profile. person thinks
call me.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Call me.
All right. For going back and forth, I think the fun to me originally sounds like it would be a Hungry Bottom, but the way they followed it up with was immediately not anything scandalous or sexual. It was just, let's just go out, have fun, converse, you know, do something, you know, whether it's a dinner or whatever, as long as we're having a good conversation. But what really, you know, kind of did it for me was when she said serial killer, because again, I feel like that's a saying that I've heard girls say a lot on first dates or regarding a blind date. So I'm going to go with deviated septum. Septum. Deviated septum.
As septum plate. What a deviated septum.
I am actually going to go Hungry Bottom on this one.
Son of a bitch.
And for
deviated septum or Hungry Bottom?
For me, the reason I go Hungry Bottom is there's enough out there that I think he's trying to compensate for his, for what might be perceived as a lack of masculinity on his part, like the fact that he likes camping and beer and I want to have fun and like I don't want anyone with stickers because that's too sissy and I'm a guy. So I kind of just get the feeling that this is a guy who loves to get plowed but wants to make sure that he attracts the right kind of guy to plow him.
Yeah, and then what about my
I like
fear?
How you say it so – he says it so bluntly. He's like, after all that, he's like, oh, I'm a guy. So I think he just likes to get plowed.
What about – Brian, what about my theory about the saying serial killer?
And I see what you're saying on that. I have been around enough gay men to know that that's a phrase that they will also use. So it's not – it doesn't sway me one way or the other.
Spencer?
The correct answer is DVSF.
Yeah! DVSF!
Demand a recount.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. If I had to choose between this profile and the other profile, I think I'm going to go with the non-existent magic.
Why don't you want the DVSF?
Oh, man. These are some winners.
And unfortunately, we have a tie, and that is all I
have.
So we are going to have to go into overtime for the next episode because I only have 5 this week. Sorry to disappoint.
That's too bad.
I should have had another one in preparation.
It's all right.
But there's no way for you to know how we would pick these. So
I give you guys both
Jeremy,
credit.
Congratulations
Brian,
on the tie.
And Brian, you came on stronger this week, I feel like. You were more in command this week.
Well, what was the final score in the first game?
Was
it just like 2-1 or something?
It was 2. I mean, Todd was terrible. And it started with Todd going, "Oh, I'm going to kill in this game." And he got like 1 right. So
oh, Todd. Well, once again, it's a great exercise. It's shocking how similar deviated septums and hungry bottoms are in real life.
I'm sorry. It's deviated septums.
Deviated septums.
So, Spencer, thanks again for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Spencer.
I really enjoyed it.
No problem. Call me. Is that going to make episode 20, by the way? Please tell me that's going to make episode 20.
We'll find out.
And on that note, we do have the number one clip from episodes 1 through 9.
And the number one moment, Todd Yasmin's other podcast.
Next one is Todd and I had a quick conversation as we're prepping for the podcast. Just want to make sure Todd's head's in the right place. Todd goes, "Don't worry, I got this. My friend Garth and I do podcasts all the time." I go, "Really? Since when?" And he says, "Well, we talk a lot about funny topics, and we make each other laugh on the phone. We just don't record it."
No, we actually want to do a podcast. I mean, it's not just that. We actually do like practice doing a podcast, and so it's a way. It's our way of communicating with each other after all these years.
See, Brian, I can't make this stuff up. Come on.
So it's a podcast for an audience of just yourself?
Yeah, it's two guys having a talk on the phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll talk on the phone for like 45 minutes to an hour. And
have you, when was the last time you podcasted with your mom?
Never. There's nothing interesting to talk about. That's what I'm saying. Me and my friend, we have interesting topics.
Todd, I forgot to tell you, mom's a listener of this podcast.
doesn't mean I don't love my mom.
I podcasted with Time Warner Cable this weekend for about 45 minutes.
But I'm sure it wasn't interesting,
most of it was just hold music, but it was very interesting. Jeremy, once again, knocked it out of the park. I, for one, think that was far and away one of the funniest clips that you could have picked.
Thank you, thank you. I think what was great is Todd defending the fact that he's got this imaginary podcast where I think right. we all can picture him, you know, and his friend being like, all right, guys, we're recording on 3, 2, 1, and then they start talking.
Well, it's just, he's so confident. I remember that being part of the dirty talk, and he was just – that's what caught my eye about it. I was like, Todd, you know, you need to be ready for this and everything. I was trying to prep him before the episode, and he just went off on me about how he's like, oh, no, don't worry. I do this with my friends all the time. We just don't tape it, you know, but we have a general conversation, you know. But Brian definitely had a great delivery for him, and I think it kind of made Todd, you know, he has a little squinty eyes. It kind of made him squint a little bit harder when he heard that.
Well, I love Todd. He's always welcome on the podcast. Whenever he wants to come on, he's welcome. All right, boys. It's been a pleasure finishing up our 10th episode with you.
Ryan, we did it!
We can't leave without the big announcement.
Well, there is a really big announcement. I just got the notification. We've been picked up for a full season.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. I was not prepared for this.
Unfortunately, Spencer, you're going to take a little bit of a pay cut.
Oh. Wait, you guys are making money?
We're making money, and the good news is we need more Mike Gilman. Magic Mikey's Picks of the Week may expand to be 45 minutes of the show.
Is he going to start doing baseball games when we go into the spring?
I think he's the Nate Silver of football prognostication.
Oh, take the Mets, minus one run.
Can you believe anyone actually bets baseball games? Could you imagine a more tedious, more like exhausting?
Cole Hamill starting today. He's great against lefties.
162 games. Ooh, Jesus.
A lot of money can be made.
A lot of money that can be lost.
Josh Hamilton had a relapse. Don't bet on the Rangers.
All right, gentlemen.
It's been fun.
It's been great.
It's been a DVA set.
Our loyal listeners, stay tuned for episode 11 yes. coming in a week. And for Jeremy Katz and Spencer Yasmin, I am Brian Martinson, and we will catch you on episode 11. Take care.